You're listening to Them Damn Indians on Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly, and thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me today. It, of course, is a beautiful day in Southwest Oklahoma. This is on our social media page if you care to read the story. It's nuts. And of course, it centers around shenanigans at the University of Oklahoma. Neighbor sues Norman Beta Theta Pi fraternity. A man who claims a Norman fraternity house is a constant nuisance has sued the owner, but the fraternity's attorney claim it's the other way around, court records show. Brent Leemaster purchased a home at 823 South Lahoma Avenue, a property adjacent to the Beta Theta Pi fraternity house at 800 Chautauqua Avenue. Leemaster's attorney, Jared Boyer, claims residents of the house play basketball, yell, use foul language, and host large gatherings at all hours of the day and night, the lawsuit petition reads. Plaintiffs Leemaster are often forced to keep their young son inside to avoid exposing him to incredible, vulgar, and obscene language. Large groups of loud, intoxicated people in truck beds are often shuttled in through the alley of the property, often the loudest at 2 a.m., Boyer wrote. Leemaster also complained to the city and law enforcement. Despite numerous attempts to resolve these issues without legal action, including multiple meetings with leaders of the fraternity house, Leemaster was told it was his fault for living near the fraternity house, the law petition reads. Mr. Leemaster has been told to get the fuck off the property and that he doesn't deserve any consideration because he has reported the issues to law enforcement and that the defendants want to have fun, so they don't really care, said the petition. Maria Skinner, attorney for the Beta Theta Corporation, argued that the lawsuit should be dismissed because it does not name individuals responsible for the accusations. But according to her response, Leemaster previously tried to find out the names of the people who were a nuisance. Leemaster had a meeting with the fraternity in August 2019. He was told not to come on the property or address any residents other than those with whom he met. Despite these instructions, Leemaster showed up on September 11, 2019, filled people on the court, and asked them to identify who they were. One of the residents who met with Leemaster the month before asked him if he had been invited on the property. He said no and was asked to leave. Boyer asked the judge for a temporary injunction to stop the noisy activities, citing several city noise and nuisance ordinances. Leemaster's is seeking more than $75,000 in damages, but Skinner said it is her client who suffers. In her response, she calls Leemaster's actions a nuisance that has made residents feel, quote, insecure in the use of the property, end quote. In her response to the court, Skinner said her client has incurred expenses to this damage and the expense of the performance of the fraternity's contracts has increased. So her fees, because she's having to work for them more, her fees have increased, therefore creating a hardship for a bunch of rich white boys. We're going to get into that in a minute. Skinner asked for a permanent injunction to ban Leemaster from the property. District Judge Thad Balkman granted Boyer's motion to dismiss counterclaims during a May 13th hearing. No further hearings have been scheduled. So, the plaintiffs won round one. This is why location is so important. This is why location is so important. And I love my immediate neighbors. But when you live in, like, I don't know, a mile radius of any school, which you can't help in Chickasha, you're going to live close to a school wherever you're at. It's going to be a cluster shag for you somewhere. Doesn't matter where. And you've really got to take that into consideration. There was a beautiful house that I saw here in Chickasha when I was house hunting. And it was just right. It was really what I was looking for. And the Festival of Lights really jacked that up. Because I was like, man. No. 1,000 times no. So location is important. I don't know if this dude knew that his house was adjacent to a fraternity or not. But, I mean, he's got to know that those are some privileged white boys, right? Like, he's got to know that. I don't know if this dude's white or what, but they're just... So the comments on this Norman Transcript article, and you can look at them for yourselves, because a lot of... One of the parents of the betas responded and is trying to push forth the narrative of, this guy's off his rocker. I tell you, he's gonna snap. But, oh man, I don't know. It's like I said, I have one bad neighbor, and one bad neighbor can kill the whole vibe in the neighborhood. I don't know if that's the only fraternity that he's close to, because generally all the Greeks live around the same place. So I don't know what the logistics were or what the details were when he bought the house or whatever. But here's the thing, too. Number one, y'all are just passing through. That's his house. Number two, that fraternity has like a national charter it has to follow. Number three, I thought that there was a ban on alcohol and all that nonsense for the Greeks at the University of Oklahoma. I didn't think they were supposed to be having a bunch of parties considering the COVID protocols. So those are all things to consider. And as a homeowner who likes my peace and quiet, I can't imagine what I would do if I had little kids around here. I wouldn't live here. Number one, I wouldn't live here. It's hard enough for my animals to live here, let alone if I had actual human kids. So there's that. But it's like, well, we're going to have fun, so we're going to do what we want. And really, I mean, they're going to be out of there in a couple of years. And this dude is going to still be living there. Especially, it's obviously his family's home. So he's going to... This is just going to be a never-ending rotating nonsense, unless a judge steps in and says something. And it's going to have to make some kind of perpetual ruling that lasts forever and always. But here's the thing. It says the betas have are feeling insecure in the use of the property. So they don't own the property? Does that belong to the university, or how does that work? I don't understand. I'm not really sure how this Greek affiliation works either. So there's something else to consider. I'm just not sure how, with all of the issues on a national level, not just at OU, on a national level, how these Greeks are continued to allow to operate. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them. I'm not saying shut them down. But I'm saying that they've had these rules in place with these hazing incidents and things like that, where these national chapters are getting shut down over things like this, and parties and all that. I don't know where the national chapters play in to these fraternities and sororities, and where, what are their rules with all of this debauchery? How does that work for them now in this day and age of COVID? And there are just so many questions that we don't know, and we'll probably never know, because OU doesn't have to tell us if they don't want to. These fraternities don't have to tell us if they don't want to. They're private entities. They get dues paid to them, you know? So it's interesting, too, that they tried to countersue him. and the judge threw their countersuit out. No further hearings have been scheduled, nothing like that. Who knows what that means? Maybe if the defense attorney, the defendant's attorney got beat, and now it's like, well, y'all are gonna have to either get a different attorney or try to pay him his $75,000 in damages. I don't even know how that would even work out. We're gonna have to ask our lawyers about this one and what are those kind of logistics and what happens when, I mean, the fraternity was probably already there when he bought the house, but I don't know that. I don't really know that. So there's, like I said, there's a lot to this story, but it is on our social media pages. If you want to read it, it's from the Norman Transcript. So hopefully we'll see how this plays out and see who wins. But round one went to the plaintiff because they got the betas got their counterseat thrown out. So we'll see where it all goes. Maybe the judge said, nope, you can't. That's that part of it's thrown out. So maybe try to work it out amongst yourselves again, or who knows? I don't know, but I'm sure we'll find out at some point. Thank you so much for tuning in on this beautiful day. And man, there's just all kinds of craziness going on, and we're going to try to talk about as much of it as we can. We're Indigenous, we're independent, and you're listening to Them Damn Indians at Talk Jive Radio.